Dr. Bill Lampard. I am married to a diamond distributor. I'm involved because life was, you know, as a doctor, was increasingly unrewarding and more stressful. But I'm here also to tell you that it took me 2.5 years to get a wonderful product experience. So, on the one hand, persevere. On the other hand, many of us are involved in NECAN because we've seen other folks be helped. Okay? And it took me 2.5 years to get a real accident and then to have the wonderful response. But let me share just briefly about Marcella today. Marcella was a lovely young, about 13-year-old, that we met down in Bolivia. NECAN does many things for you. And when I was, we ended up in Bolivia in 1999 because my wife, we were stuck at platinum, and I couldn't do it without my wife. She is the brain, she's the vision, she's the guide. And so I begged with her. I pleaded with her. I nuzzled her neck, and nothing worked until we finally found what would motivate her to help us to go diamond. She was very happy at platinum, and what it was another child. Now between us we have 6. So I had done something about that. I was not going to have any more children. So we were down in Bolivia adopting a handicapped little 7-year-old. Okay, and it was wonderful. The culmination, matter of fact, we were down there 2 weeks, and they got a phone call saying, "You are now diamond." We went diamond while we were there. But while we were there, we met Marcella, 13 years old, sweet, sweet girl. Everyone else in that orphanage, all the girls and the boys, are put out on the street at age 11. Okay, the boys with a little shoeshine kit, the girls with nothing but the clothes on their back and the smile on their faces. Just tragic. But this girl was 13, and they kept her because she was so sweet. But she was the sweet little girl in an imprisoned body, right? She had one leg inches shorter than the other. She had a back that looked like a racetrack because she'd had a tumor in her brain, uncontrolled for all the years, that was creating growth hormone. So she had grown, her back had grown all irregularly, and the legs. So she was brought up a couple years later for a mercy surgery to the top hospital in Utah for children, a primary children's hospital. And so she was there, and she came up for the best of care, and then she was going to be adopted here by parents in Utah. Well, we became aware of this, and a month, actually 5 weeks after the surgery, I happened to be talking to the adoption coordinator, and I said, "Oh, how's Marcella done?" And there was a silence. And I could hear the break in her voice, and she said, "She's still in intensive care." I said, "What happened? Wasn't it just a bone surgery, an orthopedic surgery to break some of the bones in her back, to put, iron steel bars there, and then also to break one of the legs and try to lengthen?" And she said, "Yes, but there was a mistake. And the 3-hour surgery turned into a 14-hour surgery because all the blood vessels that had 13 years of growth hormone, they'd multiplied and they'd grown so much that the doctors had a terrible time. Came out of surgery after the 14 hours, just exhausted, but so grateful they were out. However, to realize that circulation had been lost from the waist down, kidneys were completely in failure, and she was paralyzed from the waist down. She'd walked into the hospital." I said, "My goodness. Well, we work with natural products, with products that add energy that can help oftentimes with warmth and flow and with other issues. Can I speak with the mother who's going to adopt and also with the doctors? If they would be willing, my wife and I would be grateful to send products, happy to." So the mother was absolutely delighted to think that there might be any hope for help. The doctors said, "Anything natural you want to do, do it. We feel terrible." So this is one of the many ways in which you can help with NECAN. You can, it's hard to give away lots of products at the beginning, but we just, we called NECAN, ordered a mattress pad for her to sleep on, 2 Maxes, 1 for over each kidney, a pair of shoe inserts for each shoe, And that's what I can think of just for the moment. And boom, had them overnighted. They were there the next day. They put them on Marcella. So now, in intensive care unit, no movement from the waist down. Urine output. Here was the girl, tremendously bloated. You know, just fluid everywhere because the kidneys weren't excreting it. On dialysis, blood dialysis every 2 days. Okay. So they put her on the product. And, well, in a complication of all that swelling, she had swollen up so much the sausage legs that they had to make 18-inch cuts up each leg, okay, to relieve that pressure, scoop out the dead tissue, all right, and allow the rest at least to live. But these had both become infected. She was on the third course of antibiotics. And the doctors were saying, "I'm very sorry, Mrs. White, if we don't see some improvement here, we're going to have to amputate." Got the products on. I called the next day, you know, after a day, just to make sure that they were using the products and that all was well. Urine output had been 10 cc's an hour. Tremendously bloated, I mean, you know, but just 2 teaspoons an hour. All right? Any guesses as to what the urine output was 24 hours later? 670 cc's an hour. Floodgates opened. She was off dialysis the following day, out of intensive care unit the day after that. So, that was wonderful. Then we had the legs. Well, fortunately, and God is on our side, as so simply was shared today, she had splints on her feet, so they didn't put the shoe inserts over her feet. They didn't think they'd work through the splints. They put them over these big infected incisions on her legs, on the bandages, the smile. 1 week later, the legs were pure and clean, all infection gone, only needing skin grafting, you know, because they were widely split open. So that was done. At the 3 week point, they moved her out of the hospital, over to the rehab hospital. At the 3 week point, she started to move her toes. And at that point, they canceled plans for the surgery to graft because the skin had come closer, and was closing. She never did need grafting surgery. At the 3 month point, Marcella, with crutches and with a couple splints on the knees and the ankles, walked out of hospital on her way home.
Thank you.